And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled Sparky's Big Decision. I guess one forgets how attached one can become to another one when they live together for a long time. I had temporarily lost sight of Sparky's affection for me when I began to pay attention to a young lady who worked at the radio station where I worked. Really, I never had a chance to talk to her until I hurt my foot, broke my ankle, you know, and then she came to visit me, and that sort of broke the ice, and I was very happy to get better acquainted with Miss Rosalie McClenahan, but Sparky took a dim view of the thing. Come join us now and join Sparky.
Boy. That's all I gotta say is just plain boy. If this whole thing hasn't turned out to be a mess, I've never seen one. Hi, kids. I guess you're wondering why I'm sitting upstairs here on the top of a stairway grumbling to myself. Well, it's all because of that visitor Big John had the last time you were over here. You remember her, that Rosalie McClenahan who works now at the radio station where Big John works? She came to visit Big John the other day, and boy, ever since then, Big John hasn't been worth 2 cents. Just sits around in his bed acting and looking like a great big old sick cow.
Sparky! Hey, Sparky, where are you?
Oh, here he goes. I'm here in the hall, Big John.
Well, did you do what I told you to do?
Yes, I did what you told me to do.
Well, how about coming in here and sitting with me for a while?
Well, all right, okay. Be right there.
Now, let's see. You called the mayor and Yuki Butcher just like I asked you to, didn't you, Sparky? You said you
yeah,
did.
Yeah, I called him.
What's wrong with you? You don't seem very happy.
Well, I'm not very happy, Big John. Now, he's trying to make you think I am. Why should I be with you acting the way you are? Boy, I never thought you'd let any old lady come between us.
Let an old lady come between us? What do you mean? No old lady has come between us.
Oh, yeah? Well, what about Rosalie McClenahan?
Oh, Sparky, don't tell me you're jealous just because Miss McClenahan came over to visit me the other day.
Jealous? Jealous? Why should I be jealous of her? It doesn't have anything to do with her, it's just I don't like the way you're acting. Boy, Big John, she might be pretty, but she's an old lady.
Old lady? What are you talking about? She's only 24 years old.
24? Well, if that isn't old, I'd like to know what is.
There's the doorbell. It's probably the mayor and Yuki now. You want to get down and let him in?
Yeah, all right, Big John. With pleasure. Boy.
Boy. Oh, let's get into him. Talk about the green-eyed monster of jealousy. Now, how in the world could he ever be jealous of a nice young lady like Rosalie McClenahan? Well, I should think they just get along fine. Well, you never can tell about youngsters. You just can't tell.
Sure, I am glad you and Yuki are here.
Oh, here they come.
Ever since the other day, Big John has just been acting kind of silly.
Hey, wait a minute. I heard that remark, young man. Hi, Mayor. Hi, Yuki. Come on in and sit down.
Hi, Buster. Sounds like you and the lad here having a little set-to.
Yeah.
Also sounds like the old love bug has done went and bit you.
Hi, Big John. Well, did you up and fall for that dark-eyed gal from about the radio station? Oh, fine.
Well, wouldn't be the least bit surprised. You know how it is, boy.
Yeah, disgusting, that's what it is.
Well,
if you want to know what it is, I'll tell you what it is. That's what it is. That's what it is. That's a good word for it. It's just plain, everyday, ordinary, out-and-out disgusting, that's what.
Oh, now, Sparky, what's so disgusting about Miss McClenahan?
Love. That's what's disgusting about her.
Someday you won't think love is so disgusting when you grow up. Yeah, you'll change your mind sometime.
Well, I always thought you was a confirmed bachelor, Buster.
Well, I don't know, Mayor. I've always said that one thing this house lacked is the hand of a pretty woman.
Well, personally, I say females are all right in their place, but I'm like Sparky. I just don't go much for that there love stuff.
Oh, now, Yuki, don't tell me you're going to side with Sparky.
Yeah, attaboy. Good for Yuki. Good for Yuki.
Yeah, just don't go for that there mushy old love stuff, Big John. Just has to be the way it is.
Oh, don't pay any attention to that there Yuki Buster. He's nothing but an old dumb snoot anyway.
Well, yeah, well, if you ask me, Yuki's a genius. I haven't met many geniuses, but I know a genius when I meet one, and Yuki's one. You're a genius, Yuki.
As a matter of fact, Big John, one of the reasons I have come by is to tell you that next Sunday afternoon we're going to have a picnic.
Who's going to have a picnic?
All us fellers.
Well, fine. Wonderful. Sounds like a good idea. I'll bring Miss McClenahan. It'd be a good way to break the ice and have my first date with her. Oh, wait a minute. I just happened to think of something. I can't go. I almost forgot about this broken ankle of mine. I couldn't go no matter how badly I wanted to.
Oh, sure you can. The mayor and me and old Walter Wobbledingle will carry you out to my taxi cab, and once you're out at the picnic grounds, you can just sit out there in a nice soft chair under the trees. We'll take a chair along.
Hey, that sounds wonderful. Yeah, I'll ask Miss McClanahan if she wants to go with me.
Well, I'm afraid that's not possible, Big John.
Not possible?
Nope.
Why not?
Well, it's our club that's giving the picnic.
You mean the Marinated Herring Limburger Cheese Lover Society of Cincinnati? Well, why can't Miss McClanahan go if our club gives the picnic? You afraid she's one of those silly women who don't like Limburger cheese?
That's not that.
Listen, I happen to know that Miss McClanahan just loves Limburger cheese. She likes marinated herring, too. I know because one day she brought her lunch to work with her, and she had Limburger cheese sandwiches with marinated herring on them with onions.
Oh, my, what a sweet-smelling offer she must have down there at that radio station.
Well, you still can't bring no girl with you to our picnic, Big John. It isn't the Marinated Herring Limburger Cheese Lover Society of Cincinnati that's giving the picnic. It's our Bachelor's Forever Club.
Oh. That club.
Just what do you mean by saying it that way? Oh, that club.
Well, I've decided that I'm not going to be a bachelor forever, Yuki. I'm going to resign from the club. So you can count me out of the picnic Sunday afternoon.
What? You're not going on the picnic?
Well, not if I can't take Miss McClanahan.
Well, you can't because no females are allowed at any picnic or meetings or parties or banquets given by the Bachelors Forever Club.
Oh, Big John, wouldn't you rather go on a picnic than have a date with that Rosalie McClanahan?
Well, frankly, no.
I don't blame him. I saw that there Rosalie McClanahan, and she is one of the fairest flowers of womanhood I have ever had the honor and the pleasure to feast my eyes upon. Yes, sirree. Oh,
Sparky, now remember, you're fooying the woman I love.
Oh, Big John, you don't mean that, do you? You don't really love her, do you?
Look, we may as well face facts, Sparky. After all, it was bound to happen sooner or later. And at long last, it has happened. It's happened. I'm in love.
Well, boy, if this isn't a mess. It is. This is just a great big double M-E-double-S-S mess.
When are you going to pop the question, Bucky?
Pop the question? Now, wait a minute. I'm a little soon to be thinking about that. After all, I am level-headed enough to realize that Miss McClanahan has only come to visit me one time. I mean, things like popping the question take time. I'll have to keep company with her for a while before I can decide whether or not this is the real thing.
Well, at least there's still hope.
Oh, lad, this is utterly disgusting. Big John, I shall be forced as president of the Bachelors Forever Club to ask you to hand in your resignation. If you don't, I shall bring up a motion at our next meeting that you be dishonorably discharged from the club and your name stricken from the official club roster.
Well?
Well, Buster, you can count on me. I'll stand by you. I'm all for this here button romance. Handsome young fella like you. I mean, a young fella like you. Next to me, Buster, you ain't so handsome. But a young fella like you should be married, and if you ask me, that there Miss McClanahan make a mighty, mighty nice wife for a fella like you.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you, Mayor.
What? You mean you're going to marry her?
Well, who knows? In time, I may.
In time? Well, how soon could it happen?
How soon could it happen? Well, I'd like to be pretty well acquainted with her before I ask her to become my wife. I'd say a fellow could get pretty well acquainted with a girl inside, say, a year's time. Wouldn't you think so, Mayor?
Oh, a year? Of course, of course. Indeed, in fact, less than a year. 6 months, maybe. 6 months.
You mean to tell me that you might be married to her in 6 months?
Well, it's quite possible, Sparky. I remember the first day she came into the radio station to work. She caught my eye right away. You know, Fawn, I think I loved her at first sight. I really do.
Hey, John, listen, are you... level with me now. Are you serious? Are you serious? Do you think you might really ask her to marry you?
Why, of course I'm serious, Sparky.
Well, then that settles it.
What?
That settles it.
What do you mean, that settles it?
Hey, John, the next couple of days are going to be the most important days of my entire lifetime. I have made a decision, and I have one more decision to make before it's complete.
What is it?
I have decided I no longer want to live with you.
What?
I'm leaving. Where I shall go to live, I do not know. But I shall have decided in the next couple of days.
You mean you're going away to live somewhere else?
Yes. Because I don't want to live with anybody who wants to get married. I'm going to go away and I'm just never going to come back again. Never. Never. Never, ever, never. No, sirree. Never. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Well, kids, I sure hope Big John changes his mind about maybe getting married to Rosemarie McClanahan or whatever her name is. Because I sure would hate to leave here. Because I like Big John, and I'd just like to keep on living here with him for a long time. But if he gets married, well, I know the lady he's going to get married to, but she wouldn't want me around. Christian is wondering where I could go to live. I've got a lot of friends. At least I think I have. Just wonder if any of my friends would let me come to live with them. You know, I wonder. I'm just liable to be out in the cold. Sure would like to have a nice home, a home where I could bring the dog Bunny with me. Any kids got any ideas?